The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website, app owners, and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co.
Are positive user reviews displayed on paywalls, do they help with increasing conversions? Like having some testimonials on your paywall?
I've never proven it with data, but I know that in Japan and in Korea, it 100% increases conversions. In the States, I'm thinking of a few examples where it was like kind of indifferent. It didn't really benefit or take it away. From just my classic understanding of marketing and upsells, you're de-risking someone else's purchase by showing them social proof. So I would say it's a good practice to include it if you can.
What about sharing and referral strategies have you used that have been helpful? The best referral programs are ones where both parties win. Jake, I refer you, you get something. Right. And then I get something. So it's intent. The other one is make your customers look good. A simple one that I saw, I use Zero, this intermittent fasting app. And then they used to do this, they don't do this anymore. But they used to send out a weekly email saying, Steve, you fasted for this many hours last week. And then they had this big button that said, tweet it. And I have a slide for this, but I tweeted it. And then I wanted to see, it said like fasting with Zero hashtag, right? So I looked up that hashtag. There were tons of tweets on there. So nice. Like, I think those are things where you can start implementing. Those are simple things. How do you make your users look good? They'll promote themselves because it looks good, makes me look good. And so hopefully you get some leverage out of that. What are your thoughts on including a lifetime offer on a paywall with a much higher price?
Yeah, this is a really good question. Okay, let's say you have an annual product and you have a monthly product and your app has been around for a few years. You might do some crazy hard math and realize that your LTV is $199. Because of that, you decide to charge a one-time offer for $199. You might think that that is a huge win if the conversion rate is the same, or, you know, yeah, you don't care. If somebody's willing you to pay upfront what your LTV is anyway, then why not offer them? Why not give them the opportunity to? But what most people don't realize is that your LTV is an average. So your LTV isn't actually $199. For some customers, it's $99. And for some customers, it's $399. It's $499. It's $600 if they're really sticking with you. And so by offering that lifetime offer, I would bet that the only people willing to pay $199 upfront are the ones who would have paid you $299, $399 over the course of a few years. I would bet that if you offered LTV at $199, you're capping what your LTV is for those customers. So naturally, your average LTV for the rest of the customers will go down. But that said, if your opportunity cost is so high such that it's so worth it for you to have this extra money up front, then it's 100% the move. And Calm and Headspace have always done lifetime.
So I'll say two things. One, I think it depends on the locale, like the geography, your demographic, because what my German clients have told me is certain regions of the world do not want to pay subscriptions. They're happy to fork over a lifetime offer. And so keep that in mind, Sebastian, as you think about it. Don't, you know, I'm trying not to be so US centric. And then secondly, the way I signed up for the Calm lifetime was through email, Jake, through a web checkout. Steven asks, do you have any good stories or learnings about apps testing different price points at scale?
Oh yeah, tons. My biggest learning is that it is so underrated how hard the math is to figure out which price works best. So many things happen. Like, you absolutely cannot run, you know, one test in June and another test in July. Everything that you're not comparing apples to apples anymore. And then also, you know, sometimes one product wins, but then the other product wins 6 months later. But then after a year, it's actually the first product that wins. So the best format that I've come up with is choose a month, any random month, it doesn't matter. And you need to make sure that all of your paywalls are identical besides this pricing. Everything needs to be exactly the same. When you show when you show the paywall, everything. You also need to make sure that you're running no promotions in that month, no emails in that month. Everything needs to be incredibly constant and is as simple as possible. And the way that I think about it is these things take a long time to reveal. You need maybe 6 months to a year of data, especially if you're working with weekly and monthly. And to me, that's very analogous to like, well, I have two trees and I want to see which one is going to grow higher, right? So the way I think about it is like, you're going to choose a month, let's say it's November. And throughout all of November, no matter what the data shows, I'm going to run these 10 different experiments. So I'm going to run 10 different products all together. And I think of it as planting seeds. And then come December, go right back to your normal pricing. And then every 6 months, reference that initial November again and kind of see which tree is at the highest. That's like, I think, a pretty good way of doing it. And if you make sure that there are equal people who saw the paywall, your math is very simple. You're just looking at which cohort is generating the most revenue. So yeah, that is, I think, the simplest way to do it.
Tired of overpaying for app store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.